Then he removed the rolls of gauze from Mr. Clydesdale's mouth. "Rinse, please," he said. Mr. Clydesdale took a glass of mouthwash that was beside the chair and rinsed his mouth out. "Tell me this, Stuart," said Dr. Carey. "How are you travelling? On foot?" "Yes, sir," said Stuart. "Well, I think you better have a car. As soon as I get this tooth out, we'll see what can be done about it. Open, please, Mr. Clydesdale." Dr. Carey grabbed the tooth with the pincers again, and this time he pulled so long and so hard and with such determination that the tooth popped out, which was a great relief to everybody, particularly to Mr. Clydesdale. The doctor then led Stuart into another room. From a shelf, he took a tiny automobile, about 6 inches long. The most perfect miniature automobile Stuart had ever seen. It was bright yellow, with black fenders, a streamlined car of graceful design. "I made this myself," Dr. Carey said. "I enjoy building model cars and boats and other things when I'm not extracting teeth. This car has a real gasoline motor in it. It has quite a good deal of power. Do you think you can handle it, Stuart?"